You're listening to SBS News.
In an op-ed in the Daily Telegraph, the Prime Minister lauded the efforts of fire and emergency authorities at the state and federal levels in fighting the bushfires. Mr Morrison also stressed some of the key factors contributing to the fires, including poor land management and hazard reduction policy, will be investigated once the season ends. He apologised for his absence, having left Australia last week in secret to holiday with his family in Hawaii, saying going on holiday amid such dangerous fires may not have been the right decision. While Mr Morrison also conceded real action was needed on climate change across all levels, now isn't the time to talk about climate change when so many people remain at risk from fires.
It's time to be kind to each other. This is not a time for division. It's not a time for argument. It's not a time for partisanship. It's not a time for point scoring. It's a time to support people have a very important job to do, to give them the space and the time, to give them the support they need. Australians, we've got to rally together. The time for argument is not now.
But the Prime Minister has pushed back against calls to end coal exports and set an emissions target, warning they would have no meaningful impact on the global climate and would potentially threaten Australian jobs. Speaking to Sunrise, Mr Morrison says there was no need for a knee-jerk reaction on the issue of climate change policy.
I never panic. I don't think panicking is the way to manage anything. And the urge for panic that has come from some, often politically motivated, to pursue a particular agenda is not something I'm ever intimidated by or ever distracted by. I made a promise to the Australian people to take action on climate change, and I am, and I'll meet those commitments.
Speaking on Sunday, opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government was ignoring the concerns of the Australian people by not taking more action on climate change.
Australians do want action on climate change. The Deputy Prime Minister yesterday said there was new measures were needed and a new response. And today, going from the acting Prime Minister to the real Prime Minister, we have a dismissal of the need for any action on climate change.
Meanwhile, Senator Barnaby Joyce has told Sunrise there is no doubt the climate is changing, but if people believe there is a single piece of legislation that can turn things around, they're mistaken.
We can be part of a global process, but if you think that by yourself this country is going to change the climate, then all you're going to do is put even more pressure on people. Now, we are doing our bit, but we can't start saying that single-handedly we're going to influence what China does or influence what India does or change the climate itself. I mean, if 76 out of 151 people in a room in Canberra can change the climate, well, I'm going back to Parliament tomorrow. We're going to make it rain and try and fix this show up.
Teen climate activist Greta Thunberg has weighed in on Australia's bushfire emergency, sharing a video on the Gospers Mountain megafire on Twitter. She wrote of her disbelief such catastrophic fires haven't brought about political change. She says it's clear the climate crisis is linked to increased extreme weather events and natural disasters, and it's time for the connection to be recognised. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.